You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Council for Educational Research has released the results of a survey of English medium primary and intermediate schools taken in 2019. The survey found that 24%, or 1 in 4, of the teachers surveyed felt occasionally unsafe in their own classrooms. This is double the 12% reported in 2016. The percentage was shown to be unrelated to school decile, but was related to extreme behaviour of children at school. A quarter of teachers surveyed often experience serious disruption from students in the classroom. Most teachers said that they wanted more assistance with managing extreme behaviour in students in ways that kept other students and staff safe. I spoke with the president of the New Zealand Education Institute, Te Reoroa, Liam Rutherford, about the survey results. We discussed what might be causing teachers to have an increased response of feeling unsafe in the classroom and what might help teachers cope with the extreme behaviour in a safe way. I began by asking Liam what Te Reoroa's response was to the survey results regarding teachers feeling unsafe in the classroom.
Yeah, sure. So the survey results have just further confirmed what we're constantly hearing from teachers and principals throughout the country, and so they haven't come as any great surprise. But to actually see them written down and realising that this equates to such a large number of our teachers that in the day-to-day work life putting themselves in positions where they're feeling unsafe is certainly a worry that requires urgent action.
The results show a 12% increase since 2016 in teachers feeling unsafe. What is likely behind the increase?
Yeah, so I think it is a lack of meaningful interventions over those years that have actually failed to address and curb the issues that teachers are facing on a day-to-day has really been at the heart as to why we have seen that expansion, because when we're talking about students that are struggling to control their behaviour, and we're starting to see that manifest in anything from kind of negative language, defiance, through to physical acts of aggression that can sometimes be slapping, hitting, biting. Because we aren't seeing those interventions when these issues can be dealt with in quite a small, manageable way, they do tend to get worse and worse.
Why are those interventions not taking place?
For the longest time, we just haven't had them funded properly to a level that meets the need. I mean, you can walk into any school in this country and their top issue more than likely is going to be around adequate support for students with behavioural and learning needs. I mean, this is something that is systemic, and that isn't to say that the government hasn't started making moves in the right direction, but we're clearly at a point in the survey is reinforcing the fact that we actually need urgent attention now, and that is going to cost money. But our kids are worth it, and we should be doing it as a way of priority.
Are teachers solely responsible for working with students exhibiting extreme behaviour at school, or is there more that needs to be done at home or in community or...
I think we have to be fair and acknowledge that actually this issue isn't one for schools alone to fix. I mean, it reaches into a lot of societal shifts that we have been seeing. But in terms of the role of schools, there is definitely an impact that schools can be making. There's kind of two key things that needs to happen. It is that specialist support needs to be available at the right time and in the right way. But actually, more fundamentally, what we need to do is to provide teachers with time to be able to adequately create the relationships with students in a way that actually tends to mitigate a lot of these things from escalating as quickly as they do. And some of that has to do with teachers having the right supports in class. But at the same time, it's basic things around class sizes and the workload of teachers actually frees them up to do what they should be doing around building those really good learner-teacher relationships. And we think that's where immediate action needs to come in.
I was reading about this, and you say class sizes being smaller. There are a lot of schools that are working with sort of modern classrooms where there are multiple classes going on in a shared space. Does that attribute to the problem, or is it you're able to have classes, multiple classes in one space, but if they're just smaller numbers would help, or is just distractions with everybody there a problem too?
I mean, class sizes can be a little bit misleading. What we're actually talking about is teachers having the time to be able to connect meaningfully with the students that they're having that learning relationship with. And obviously there is a direct relationship between the amount of time you can spend with one child when you look at how many students you're currently responsible for at any one time. And so we're actually talking about the kind of teacher-student ratio regardless of how schools actually look to implement that.
Now, Auckland Primary Principals Association President Heath McNeil told RNZ that teachers are increasingly feeling unsafe due to being hamstrung by the legislation, being a big part of it, surrounding physical restraint. What are your thoughts on this? Would physical restraint assist these situations more, or do you think it is more about spending quality time with individual students?
I think they are two different sides of the same coin. I mean, the gold standard that we want to get to is around provision at that much earlier level before these behaviours in class escalate. And that is where we need to be prioritising funding into the ambulance at the top of the cliff rather than the bottom, whilst also recognising that actually teachers do need to be adequately supported when things do escalate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.